the station with the
you already know what it is. It's your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and everything lit. Episode 73, ownership or cap. You already know the vibe. DJ Exclusive on the beat. Woo! Let go.
I'ma say no when a nigga asks, no he rich. Contract with a label, bitch, I'm able, sign to the street. We ain't no movies and I told you the feels be having me nervous. Nigga had shot my brother when it comes to the money, my shorty be constantly parents. Fuck my eyes.
Oh, I'm so ready to pod.
Nobody nerve, be on this day. Wait a minute. No pass, don't I'm doing dirt. I'm with the killers and I'll be careful around them gangsters.
With them gangsters.
I'm with the scrubs and I'll be careful around them gangsters.
With them gangsters.
Get up at 30, he pop out the cop. Getting too anxious.
Getting too anxious.
When he got his gap, show you too dangerous. You can't run when we.
Woo! Y'all already know the vibes?
In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
Episode 73 coming in hot. This that YNW Melly. Featuring Kodak Black, Thugged Out. Wait a minute!
I been thugging ever since get forgotten. I been the hardest, I'ma go that way regardless. Young nigga wear the right way and all my niggas hollers. We ain't that pistol at whoever say it's indie. We some real niggas, we got fans but we ain't friendly. Give me them Benjamin, but give me the rats. Give me the Benjamin, give me the rats. Fuck that little bitch inside of what? Giuseppe,
you are
match.
Now rocking with DJ her Exclusive and her shoes. I just got some female DJ.
It's your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and everything lit. And this is episode 73, ownership or cap. Let's go ahead and drop a bomb on that. Now, I might not mean nothing to y'all, but this is the first time in Nothing Podcast history that I am recording on a Monday. It is in the morning, too. Kind of early, no cap. The time change fucked me up, kicked my ass, had me fucked up in the game. I really couldn't get into the vibe of podding and doing what I had to do yesterday. So I did have to pod this morning. In fact, I kind of need a cigarette. Where do I want to start? This week was a slow news week, but then it kind of ended out with a bang. So it's kind of interesting that I did not record yesterday because now I get to talk to y'all about the Grammys that I did not watch, but I did follow them. Shout out to Tiani. He updated his page quite often. I got to see all the looks. I got to see all of the awards. And of course, you know, I watched a couple of the highlights and I got the important shit, so I can give y'all that because I know most of y'all that listen to this show probably could give two flying fucks about the Grammys. We're going to talk a little bit about DJ Academics. We're going to talk about a little bit about Kanye, Mr. C, Stacey Dash, and it might not mean nothing to y'all, but we got to do the rapid fire nothingness. I kind of enjoy rapid fire nothingness because it's the personification of what it might not mean nothing to y'all means. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about things quickly and addressing things that are going on, but it might not mean nothing to y'all. It doesn't mean anything to me, but these are the things that are going on. So let's just tap on that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Gonna definitely talk about Kirk Franklin and his family debacle, all of that that's going on. There's a whole bunch of things that I want to touch on. So I am not going to waste much time letting y'all know what we're going to talk about. We just going to go ahead and talk about it. And if you would like to talk about it with the Nothing Podcast, make sure that you follow us on Instagram at Nothing Podcast. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Nothing Pod or at Moef Daddy or DJ Exclusive. Have several Facebook ways for you to get at me. You can join the Facebook community, Everything Lit. And please do remember, you can always shop your custom Nothing Podcast merch at nothingmerch.com. I got snapbacks, I got scarves, I got jackets, I got t-shirts, hoodies, crew necks, whatever you want, I got it for you. And if you have an event, a party, or maybe you have a small business that you need custom merch for, perhaps you need aprons or polos, I got you. Hit me up. I can design that for you, or I can customize your merch with your own designs. All you got to do is send me an email at nothingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can email me at djfsclusive@gmail.com, and I will get to you. With no further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and jump into the show and roll the first clip. I love y'all if y'all love me back. Stay tuned.
I know my daughter is watching. Blue, congratulations, she won a Grammy tonight.
Beyonce makes history. Harry Styles opens a show. Taylor Swift wins big. Billie Eilish, and say it with me, you guys, BTS. Yes, the Grammys took over LA. And right here, right now, I've got all you need to know about music's biggest night. Host Trevor Noah didn't waste any time and opened things up with some light jokes.
This is not a Zoom background, all right? This is real. My uncle isn't gonna walk behind me naked, even though I told him I was having an important meeting. That's not gonna happen tonight.
Followed by everyone's man crush and first-time Grammy nominee, Harry Styles, who kicked off the ceremony in the most perfect way with a little watermelon sugar.
I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.
And finished off like a true rock star, sans shirt, which of course, Trevor Noah commented on.
I mean, I would have worn a shirt for my first Grammys, but you know, each to his own.
Harry also took home his first Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance for Watermelon Sugar.
To everyone who made this record with me, thank you so much.
Billie Eilish's performance was up next, and I actually love that we got to see Harry enjoying it from the sideline. Love that support. Billie was joined by her brother Phineas on stage, and they performed Everything I Wanted.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted.
Billie and her brother also won Record of the Year for Everything I Wanted, but when accepting the award, she adorably insisted that Megan Thee Stallion should have won instead.
I was gonna write a speech about how you deserve this, but then I was like, there's no way they're gonna choose me. I was like, it's hers.
And how about Haim, who literally rocked the stage with all their badassery?
Every day I wake up and
in some more girl power moments that rocked, Megan Thee Stallion performed a couple of her hits, including WAP with Cardi B.
I'm talking WAP, WAP, WAP.
And a big congrats to Megan Thee Stallion, who cleaned up at this year's Grammys, taking home Best New Artist, Best Rap Song, and Performance for Savage with Beyonce.
Thank you, Beyonce, for your encouraging words all the time.
I'm honored that you asked me to be a part of the song.
Beyonce also made history.
With that award, Beyonce has just tied the all-time record for most Grammy wins ever by a female artist. Beyonce has tied at 27 Grammys.
Then she won Best R&B Performance for Black Parade, making history. And she even gave a shout out to her family.
Y'all are my babies, and I'm so proud of y'all. I love you so much, my rock.
And yes, of course, Taylor Swift did not disappoint, performing not just one, but three songs off both her albums, Folklore and Evermore, and transporting us to a fairy tale. She started out with Cardigan.
I knew you'd come back to me.
And then grabbed a guitar and joined her Folklore and Evermore collaborators, Jack Antonoff and Aaron Dessner, where they finished off with August and Willow. The biggest honor of the night, Album of the Year for Folklore, becoming the first female artist and only fourth ever to win three times in the category. She previously won it for Fearless in 2010 and then for 1989 in 2015.
Joe, who is the first person that I play every single song that I write, and I had the best time writing songs with you in quarantine.
Dua Lipa, who won Best Pop Vocal Album for Future Nostalgia, brought the disco dance vibes to the Grammy stage, performing Levitating with lots of sparkles, a slew of backup dancers, some serious moves, and of course, an appearance by DaBaby. Come on, dance with me. There's no doubt that one of the biggest and best moments from this year's Grammys was seeing Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak together on stage as Silk Sonic multiple times. Their energy together is perfection. I'ma leave the door open. Bad Bunny and Jay Cortez showed up and showed out with an electrifying performance of Dakita. Bad Bunny also took home the Grammy for Best Latin Pop Album for YHLQMDLG.
I'm very happy. I'm really happy. I'm very proud.
Delivering the most powerful performance at this year's award show, Lil Baby's The Bigger Picture addressed police brutality and included protest scenes with activists Killer Mike and Tamika Mallory. This can't change overnight,
but we gotta start somewhere. You are now rocking with DJ F-Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Where do I start, bruh? Hey, yo. So they just gonna make Lil Baby's song a country and western song? We can change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. That nigga sounded like Lil Nas X. Can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Oh man, that's crazy. Man, everybody was hating so bad about the fact that Blue Ivy got a Grammy. And it's so crazy. I am so mad at Billboard. Shout out to Billboard for that intensive recap of the Grammys. But no tea, no shade. It might not mean in the Billboard, but Nas, a hip-hop legend in his own right, received his very first Grammy last night. And Billboard, y'all didn't even mention it. That's crazy. Your boy Nas been in the rap game forever. Never won a Grammy. Billboard is one of the industry standards for music statistics. So for them to not mention Nas, I might be bugging a little bit. I might be doing too much, but I think it's a fair mention to say, hey, rapper Nasir Jones received his very first Grammy of his whole career for his 2021 release of King's Disease. Now, me personally, I wasn't a fan of that album. I like some of the songs and it grew on me in time, but for Nas to actually win a Grammy off of it, you got to give him his props. You got to show him some love. So shout out to Nas. Jay-Z, I love you, bro. You the GOAT. Besides Drake, ain't really nobody alive messing with you, bro. I say that to say, can you please cut your hair, bro? Please. As a person that has locks and can say I personally have felt discriminated against in times when I went places and did things, especially when my locks were in the beginner stages, I certainly love the fact that a man like Jay wears his hair naturally, but we have to keep it a full bean. Regular people that live in the regular world that have to deal with regular things outside of wealthy lifestyle, the lifestyle of a millionaire and a billionaire, we can't walk around like that. And yeah, it's discrimination, but it's hard to prove that they did not give you that job because you came in there with your hair looking all kind of crazy. And there's all of these memes going around talking about, oh, shout out to Jay, a black man wearing his hair naturally the way that it is. Yeah, shout out to Jay for that. That is admirable. But let's not be confused. Don't think that Lil Jamal from the projects is going to get the same treatment when he walk into a building as Jay-Z got. If you get some billions and you have some investments and some hedge fund buddies like Jay got, then I promise you, you could walk around looking like that. Jay standing up there with Beyonce, accepting her awards and taking pictures. He just looked crazy. You know what I'm saying? I love you though, Jay. I just got to keep it a full beam. Shout out to Beyonce. Let's look up who she's tied with. Who is Beyonce tied with? I'm looking. Okay, so they said that she was tied, but the Rolling Stones is saying that she has more Grammys than any female artist. So if you find any disputing information from what Billboard is saying, please let me know. But as far as Rolling Stone goes, Beyonce has more Grammys than any other female artist. I think it's really, really interesting that Beyonce also currently holds a Grammy for the best rap song, because she won with Savage Remix with Megan Thee Stallion, aka the Jolly Green Giant. One thing that I gotta say why I don't watch the Grammys: I respect the Grammys. I respect, you know, what it takes for an artist to win a Grammy. But I don't watch the Grammys because, yeah, they're trying to let hip hop be a part of it. Cool. I respect that. That's dope. But if you notice, when hip hop artists perform, they got them sounding like Lil Baby, country and western, or they got them sounding like rock and roll, or it's not sounding like hip hop. They're still not willing to embrace hip hop. So I'm not willing to embrace the Grammys. I embrace the fact that it takes a certain type of artistry to win a Grammy and consistency to win a Grammy. I also believe that it's a lot of friends picking friends and rubbing shoulders and political things going on behind those awards that are given out. But I still, as a critic of music and a correspondent of hip hop, I respect the Grammys, because if the Grammys were easy to achieve, then everyone would have one. So you can't knock down someone else's accolades and what they've accomplished for themselves and their career because you, on the outside of it all, you don't respect the Grammys. That's not how I am, and I don't respect that of people. Shout out to anybody that won a Grammy last night. That's a big deal. There's a lot of people that they talked about. I have no God-given idea who they are. This is why I always constantly say, us in the hip hop community, we always want to get angry at the Grammys, because when we do tap in or when we listen to those recaps, like I just played from Billboard, you don't know who they're talking about. You'll say things like, oh, I never heard no Billie Eilish. That is your fault. The music business is a lot bigger than hip hop. Believe it or not, hip hop is like a small little cluster of the music business. There are several other artists and other genres of music that more people listen to than hip hop. And I hate to sound like a hater, but a lot of other genres of music are more family friendly and family oriented than hip hop. So these types of songs get to get played in places like Walmart, Target, restaurants, you know, places that families frequent. And because of this, they sell more albums than hip hop artists, and they are more known than hip hop artists, which is why these are the type of artists that win Grammys, that perform at Coachella, that do all of these things that the hip hop community are like, oh, well, you know, you're snubbing hip hop. No, they're not necessarily snubbing hip hop. It's just that rappers don't make music that you could play for everybody. You could probably play a Billie Eilish song for your grandmother. I'm not saying that she's gonna like it, but it would be appropriate for that element. So shout out to everybody that won a Grammy. Now, with no further ado, it might not mean nothing to you, but we got to get into a little bit of controversy. Let's roll a clip.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Dump, blends.
Dump a piece of paper.
Okay, if you think I'm reading this paper, let me say it like this. When your bitch ass starts to disrespect me, then get your skinny motherfucking ass back out the goddamn way before I put my foot in your ass. What's up?
I will punch your neck, nigga, for whoever disrespect me.
I did it. He just hung up the phone. I'll break your neck. Is that a threat?
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
First things first, my guy, before we continue with the rest of the clips for this segment, I just gotta say, if you black and your mama or your daddy ain't never told you to shut the fuck up, you being disrespectful, or they gonna fuck you up, or possibly worse, please like, share, or comment, because I understand that some black folks live like the Cosbys, but most of us, bruh, yeah, nah.
Many of you know I have an older son named Carrion Franklin. In May, he'll be 33. For many years, we have had a toxic relationship with him as a family. We've tried for many years through counseling, through therapy, to try to rectify this private family matter. Recently, my son and I had an argument that he chose to record. I felt extremely disrespected in that conversation, and I lost my temper. And I said words that are not appropriate. And I am sincerely sorry to all of you. I sincerely apologize. I want you to know as a father that during that conversation, I called the family therapist and got that therapist on the phone to try to help. He never played that part of the recording. I'm not perfect. I'm human, and I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm trying to get it right. Please keep me and my family in your prayers. My family in your prayers.
This whole post on his page is cap. He ain't been consistent with going to counseling. We can verify that. He won't even speak to T.D. Jakes again. T.D. Jakes was on that phone call. He ain't tell y'all that part. Get Jakes back on the phone.
He got that recording. He told me on the phone that he was recording because he don't trust me. So ask him to post it. Ask him to post the whole thing.
You want to tell your truth? We can tell truths. We can do, because you want to spew. Round for round. But no. Yeah, I just, social media is social media at the end of the day. And you can either use it for good or use it for bad. Today's used for bad. So guess what I'm about to do? Use it for worse. And I'm like, no, but honestly though, it's all love. It's all good. People try to take you out of your character, you know? And you can't allow people, no matter who they are, do that to you. But at the end of the day, you're not gonna let anybody just speak ill will and speak lies on you as well. And so that's why I'm saying something, because my thing is, you know, it's funny. I'm 23 years old, and I'm saying something without saying something, if that makes sense. I'm not putting out pictures, videos, this and that, because what I got to do that for? Because if you got to do all that, that means, because you know, you have to, you put all that out there because you're trying to play victim. You're trying to do all this and that. I ain't got to do all that, because you can see the man sprung out. Man's a kid. But yeah, I'm over it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired, and honestly, I'm tired of just, I don't know.
Okay, if you think I'm reading this paper, let me say it like this. When your bitch ass starts hitting the shit, you need to get your skinny motherfucking ass back out of the goddamn way before I put my foot in your ass.
I dare you. Shut the fuck up. I'm home.
Man, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I was raised on Kirk. My grandmother told me this ain't gospel music, but I beg to differ. Wait a minute! You gonna put some respect on Kirk's name, you heard me? Rain down on me. Wait a minute!
Take me in your arms and hold me close.
Woo!
Rain down on me.
Yeah.
Rain down on me.
Feel me.
Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost.
Rain down on me.
I'm feeling now, Vicky.
Rain
can
down
we take it up here?
Take y'all to church real quick. We about to go to church real quick.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression.
Everybody know this way. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
You know?
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Man, I just had to put you in the vibe. Now, you don't gotta be religious to understand what's going on here, all right? From what I see, I feel like, you know, Kirk has a religious family. You know, they probably have some strict rules as it pertains to drugs and sexuality and what you can and cannot do when you are under the household and the care of Kirk. I can definitely see there being rules that say, hey, we're not going to accept homosexuality. We're not going to accept drug use. We're not going to accept you being a bum. I feel like Kirk's son, if he isn't gay, I'm sorry, but he looks like he might be. From what the daughter said, he abuses cocaine. So it seems like there's been an issue with this, and the family has been trying to address this, but the son is unwilling to submit to the will of his father or the family. So in exchange, they have these toxic back and forths. And the son is probably really sick of the fact that the world admires Kirk and looks at Kirk like he's a pastor. He is someone that you should respect, when his reality of his father is the opposite. And I could respect it. But let's just keep it a full bean. Everybody got issues with their parents. Whether it's, I can't really verbalize what I'm trying to say here, but I know for a fact that there is no one on this earth that has a perfect relationship with their parents. And if you do have a perfect relationship with your parents, it took you a while to get there. You ain't always get there to have the relationship that you have now. And I don't know what the daughter's mission was for saying absolutely nothing and putting her two cents in there. But what I got from what she tried to say was like, listen, you're not about to try to disrespect my father and throw him under the bus and ruin his reputation when you already know what's been going on in this family and that we've been working, trying to keep you a part of the family. You feel me? And as far as Kirk's apology, I feel like Kirk apologized because he is a God-fearing man. He is got a reputation of being a religious man, and he has followers and he has people that support him, and he don't want people to think that the way that he talked and the way that he behaved as it pertains to his son is what you should do if you have those same issues within your family. So I respect his apology. I really do. But Kirk, you ain't got to apologize to that boy. And whether or not T.D. Jakes was on the phone, you had a therapist on the phone, it ain't really nobody's business to put out that kind of information. And I hope you and your son can get it together. I hope the family can move on. And I just hope that they'll stop trying to ruin the name of this man, because this ain't the first time they came for Kirk. And it probably won't be the last, but I'm going to keep on rocking with Kirk. And a lot of people that I know that fuck with gospel music and go to church and they on the religious side, they fuck with Kirk. So y'all can keep on doing what y'all gonna do, because it might not mean nothing to y'all, but we gonna always rock with Kirk. You know?
You know what I do.
But the world, like, we...
Yeah, you know. My story is well documented. I just wanted to know how you got down.
Nah, I don't... I absolutely... Strictly women.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay,
I like that. That's cool. But
that was good.
So people thought...
You like trannies, though.
Yeah, that's what I do, bro.
That's
you
what
know
you
me.
Do.
That's what I do. It's well documented.
You liking trannies? Do you consider yourself a gay man?
I mean, I've answered that question way back when I got arrested in 2011 and 2013.
We got new people.
Yeah, I know we got new people. I consider myself trisexual. I'll try anything.
Okay. Hey, I respect it. I respect it.
I'll try anything. Not anything. Not literally not anything. But the point I'm making is that the only thing I've done with transsexuals is that I got top head from a transsexual. I've never had sex. I never penetrated.
You never hit a nigga.
No.
You never hit a nigga.
Never.
No.
You never hit a nigga.
No.
Okay.
Not one time.
No. Okay. Never in my life. Never had sexual intercourse with a transsexual.
What is the thing with transsexuals, like, because it's a man, so it's like, because this footage, right, that where it's like this dude tapes you, right?
Right.
And y'all like haggling over the prices of head, right? So it's like,
well, let me correct you.
Right.
It wasn't a dude that taped me.
Right.
It was a transsexual woman.
Okay, it's a transsexual.
I don't want them to get at you.
Don't get at me.
It was a transsexual woman that taped me. It was not a man.
Okay, I don't understand all this shit.
But I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to learn from the master? What you
into? You're the fucking master. He's the fucking master.
You want to learn from the master?
He's the master. So.
Because I don't want you to get, because they will get at you, bro.
They will get at
you.
If you don't talk the right terminology.
I have a problem.
You will have problems.
Okay, so a transsexual female tapes you. Basically, haggling over head prices and where to do it at and all this other stuff. Like, so what I'm asking you is that my question is like, do you prefer that it's
a man
that used to be that looks like a woman, or
Mano, stop being difficult. That's what a transsexual woman is. So it's a man that's dressed like a woman.
Right, but is that what you like, though?
Yes. I already made that clear. What are we going here?
You know, I really respect your honesty.
Thugged out blends.
Man, let's just keep it a full bean. Fuck you, Mr. C. And how would you like your glass of shut the fuck up? Would you like it with almond milk, cream, regular milk, or do you like it black, sir? I say that to say maybe some of y'all wasn't outside. Just like she said in the clip, the Maino Coho, she said, well, we've got new people. So maybe some of y'all are some of the new people that she was referring to. Perhaps you're not in your 30s. Perhaps you're still in your teens or even your early 20s. So you don't remember all of the times Mr. C has been caught with the transgendered and he has denied and denied and denied it. You know what? Let's roll the clip.
Except with another DJ. Not from here, because we don't specialize in DJs. We specialize in today's R&B, classic soul, grown folk discussion, WBLS. But over there, them there hip-hop stations, they be queening out, trying to act all hard and thug. I know he hates this. Yeah, here she goes. Hi, Wendy. My name is LaShonda. Last night.
Get dressed.
Give me my coat. I'm leaving.
And bring the 40 with me.
While I was going into the hallway of my building to go into the incinerator room to dump some garbage. and as I finished, I was walking back to my apartment and I noticed,
damn.
Came out of the elevator and was looking for an apartment. I've been in a few clubs where has DJed before. So I knew him instantly and I said, hey, and he smiled, hey, what's up, baby, to me. And I smiled back and then I went to my apartment, closed the door, kept quiet, looked through the peephole. Exactly.
Citizen swoop down.
When? Yo, I hate this show. I hate this show. I hate it. I see. He went into the apartment next to mine. Wendy, a tranny lives in that apartment next to mine. About this DJ before, and I've told you he likes trannies. He is legendary for years.
Since I've been in New York, I've been hearing that.
Oh, and that's what he likes, trannies. It's not just a gay thing, it's trannies.
Getting caught with him at the light and everything.
Yep, that's what he likes. That's what he likes, and everybody knows your business.
Oh, the unmitigated gall of Wendy Williams.
Well.
Put that where? Back there.
Well, not really a full-time tranny because sometimes he goes out dressed like a boy. But everybody around here knows him. He's mad cool. Anyway, I was shocked that went next door. And at first I thought, that might be family or something.
Yeah.
And maybe he's going to visit family. But Wendy, it was 11 o'clock to midnight. Booty call time.
DJ lessons.
I even called my girlfriend, because she'd been my friend since we were small, and told her about it. So, Wendy, I stayed up until 2 a.m. watching Play to Win. What is that?
Some game show.
Look, people are calling on the warm line. Don't you tell them. And if you do say it, only tell Hood Hef. Don't tell anybody else. Oh, hang up.
Put that where?
Yeah.
There.
I was up till 2 a.m. watching Play to Win, trying to win some money. And Wendy, why did I hear sex noises coming from the apartment next to mine?
Could have been a porno.
So I got my friend back on the phone because I couldn't believe was having sex with a tranny. I turned down the TV and put my ear to the wall. Wendy, they was having sex like animals. It was loud. From the time I was listening, they went at it for maybe a little over an hour, me and my girlfriend had a good old time cracking up and listening. I don't know if he even knew that was a tranny, but I don't see how he couldn't know because he looks like a man dressed in girls' clothing. You can even tell by his voice that he's a tranny. Maybe it was first time. No, LaShonda is an old queen. He's lived.
Hollywood, you look hurt.
I don't know, Wendy, but it was funny just listening to them. Now, everybody else in the room can hear a story like that, take it for what it is, and go home and make rice-a-roni and go to bed. Hollywood gets really hurt by hearing his heroes like that, and you will really think about this for 48 hours.
Nah, I just say live and let live. I mean, I don't pass no judgment. Whatever. Whoever he having sex with, whatever. That's his own business.
Yes.
And he's always showing me respect.
Yes.
Probably wanted you.
Well, why?
Hold on.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
See, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I was outside. Shout out to Wendy Williams and the Wendy Williams Experience. That clip is from her show in 2007. That was one of the first times publicly that Mr. C was dragged. And it wasn't that they dragged him. If you listened, they just told the story that someone told Wendy, and they were laughing and kakakiing because they knew who the letter was about, but they were trying not to say that person's name on the radio. Hot 97 and WBLS have been rival stations for years. And now that WBLS is more so all the way in a R&B soul space, now it's Hot 97 versus Power 105. So, you know, I don't like the fact that everybody is all like, oh, Mr. C is living his truth. Oh, you got to give him props. He's living his truth. This is his truth. This is his truth. No, the fuck it's not. Hassan Campbell, I don't really fuck with him like that. If you follow him on YouTube, that's you. If you don't know who Hassan Campbell is, he's some dude that basically said African Bambaataa had his way with him when he was a young man. Now he basically makes YouTube videos and he talks a bunch of shit on YouTube all the time. He has a YouTube video out where he's basically saying that Mr. C is experiencing Illuminati public humiliation, and this is what he's choosing to do because he has been shamed and now his legacy is tarnished. So usually these are one of the things that the Illuminati makes a person go through to be looked at in favor. You would either have to go through a public humiliation ritual or a blood sacrifice, sometimes even both. Now, if you're a hip hop head, you know Mr. C's legacy is solidified. Regardless of what he's into sexually, his legacy as a DJ solidified. He used to be Big Daddy Kane DJ. He used to work on the biggest hip hop station in New York when New York was the epicenter for hip hop. As a DJ, Mr. C's legacy is solidified. You can't say nothing about him. On the ones and twos, he gets busy. And then he helped discover Big, the Notorious B.I.G. You don't get more of a legacy than helping discover Big. I'm sorry. But my discontent with him talking about, oh, I'm a trisexual, I'll try anything sexual. Trisexual means exactly what you said. It means you will try anything sexual. So you are not above physically having sex with the man, intercourse. All of these clips that have come out about you over the years, they definitely reveal that you were doing a lot more than just getting head. And you can't tell me that all you want is head. What kind of man just want head? He want a fuck too. And like the girl said in the letter, she heard you, nigga. There's been people that heard you. There's been people that came out that seen you. But you want to come out in 2021, almost 15 years after everybody already know what you about, and then you want to halfway admit it. I don't like that. There's a lot of people like Malik Yoba that risks everything that they've ever built to publicly admit that they like transsexuals and they're into dating them and all of that. Went on the Breakfast Club, tried to teach everybody about the language and how to identify a transgender. And ain't nobody show him no love. But he was keeping it real. He ain't wait till somebody caught him or somebody went public talking about what he doing. He kept it real. He stepped out in front of it. His own kids were shocked. But now y'all want to be like, oh yeah, I respect Mr. C. Man, nah, fuck Mr. C. Because as a lesbian in the gay community, there's a lot of us that could have benefited greatly had some of these gay ass DJs, rappers, and producers and athletes come out a long time ago when it was still taboo and everybody was looking at you like you smell funny because you was gay. Nah, they wait until all of the gay bashing and all of the shit that motherfuckers had to go through and deal with before they finally like, you know what? This is wrong. Let's speak out about that. Man, fuck y'all. And fuck Mr. C. That's all I gotta say about that. Let's get into our next musical break. And it might not mean nothing to you. Y'all now rocking with DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. Episode 73, Ownership or Cap. Yow.
Hey, what it is, Connecticut? This your boy Drop. And I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive. Baby, you so exclusive. Now play that new jam for me.
Yeah. Wait, don't just take your clothes off. Take the problems off. Take the armor off. Take all the drama off. Let go your responsibilities you've been holding down. Know it's a lot on your mind, but I need your focus now.
Let's
I need
go.
That. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Late night conversation, can you speak my body language?
Big Sean, Janae, Ty Dolla.
Bring that body to me. Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me. Oh yeah, baby, I'll give you ecstasy. Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me. So sweet, girl, talking body to body, cheek to cheek. So for morning. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, I know. I have people in my circle, but they wasn't in my corner. I have people in my business, but they didn't support it. Or took advantage of me like they supposed to do at their moments. Everything you didn't do, but could've did if you wanted.
Hey.
Working overtime, it's time I could be taking you down. Bro, shit, I gotta quit acting like these niggas don't want my place when I ain't around. Even though...
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Everybody know this your boy back. Kwame. Hey, back. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Yo.
Wait a minute.
We both try. We both try to get things right. But I still write the most hurtful words I could find. Laugh all day. Fight all night. Somehow when the sun rises, I'm shocked we're both surviving. But I still feel like fuck you. Maybe you still feel like fuck me. I know things can get so ugly. But still how'd I get so lucky to have found someone so awesome? I thank God I finally got one. Watch the love we both have blossom. And if that one dies, I plant another seed and watch a new one rise. Cause baby, I hate you sometimes. If you hate me too, that's alright. Fuck you.
Hey, I love you. Okay, okay.
Baby, don't apologize. Cause I done said a thousand times. Fuck you.
Hey,
I love you.
Why you always acting like that?
I don't know.
Throwing my shit, throwing a fit so attractive like that. When I'm under attack, I can't have this conversation without mediation. Oh. kind of love it. Don't care if I lose all of my deposit on you. I spend a shit.
First man to live. It's time for the world to hear this. I'm gonna give up a little secret. I was in love with her. I said, but I'm not. She's just a baby. I'm old. I said to myself, I'm just gonna be her brother. Oh man, I was fighting. I was fighting a big war. But
hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
I ain't even gonna hold you. It's just certain shit you keep to your motherfucking self. And even though this clip is from like 2010, 2011, this is why you keep certain shit to your motherfucking self, because it could always resurface. And what's worse, he said this shit on TV. He said this shit on national TV. And he didn't even try to clarify what he meant. So it's clear that he literally felt an attraction to her, but he was a grown ass man and she was a little ass girl. So I guess you can give him props for acknowledging the fact that these feelings that he's feeling are devilish. He shouldn't act on them because he's a grown ass man and he shouldn't be wanting to be sexual or feel like he is in love with a little child. But I have heard from a few different people in a few different interviews. All you got to do is type in her name on YouTube and you can find a lot of stuff about Aaliyah. It's been said that Aaliyah was quite the adult. I'm not saying that that is an excuse for a grown man to try to be with her, but let's just keep it a bean. There's a lot of women that people say, you know, you're fast, you grown, you hot in the ass, and they usually attract older men. Now, Aaliyah is dead. She's not here. She cannot speak for herself. So we cannot just assume that these are her truths, that she was out here hot in the ass. But I do know that she was married to R. Kelly at a young age. And I do know that a lot of people believe that Aaliyah's family actually trafficked her. Aaliyah's family definitely failed her as it pertains to her being alone with grown men in recording studios at a very young age. Now, this whole clip with Timbaland going viral, you know, I feel bad for him about this clip, but because of what him and Swiss Beatz is out here doing, all the bad press that he's getting right now, he deserves it, because I'm about to serve him and Swiss a glass of Shut the Fuck Up with extra ice pink lemonade version. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but we about to get into that Triller deal and we about to expose all of the cap to and which is inside of it. Let's roll the clip before we get started.
Some very good people offered us the most money we ever thought in our life, but we wanted to share this with the other artists and the culture. And so you gave equity, meaning ownership, to all the artists that participated in Versus till now. Is this true?
Facts.
Facts.
And not only that, you know, what people got to understand is that, you know, this took some time to get it to this particular place, because me and Tim could have been took the money and nobody would have even known. We could have been took the money, but our spirit and our zone, it just didn't feel right. And that's when I gave you that call. I was like, yo, this don't feel right. And then we came up with the this way, which is the real way. And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, it's what we're supposed to do, because there's so many platforms out there that get built by us. And then when it's time to get to the next level, we're not a part of it. You understand? And everybody felt like they got paid from Versus in some type of way, but that still wasn't enough, because there's enough for everybody. And we want ownership from other people, but we don't give ownership to each other. We want respect from other people, but we don't give respect to each other. And the artists shouldn't have to ask for this. They shouldn't have to see this announcement and then be like, man, I wonder why they ain't do this, or why wouldn't they think of doing that? Wasn't that supposed to be for the culture? You know, so, you know, but us going to Triller was something special to us, because now Triller is the biggest Triller. Triller, let me tell you something.
Break it down.
I love Triller. You know, I'm going to be excited every Wednesday on Triller.
Yes, you are.
I love Triller app.
Triller. Everybody got to go download Triller now. Let me tell you why. Because it has the most creators of own that the most creators that are owners in any company in the world. The most black and brown people are owners at Triller than any other. We brought 43 people with us. They already had 30 people over there that are owners of color and creatives.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I got a phone call from Gary from Tim's.
Yeah.
He said I got a little something too.
Everybody eat.
Yo.
Everybody.
Yo. It's a new year. It's a new way of thinking. Yo,
everybody.
I wanna party together. Gary,
and he says, hey, Timbo and Swiss want you to know. You're a part owner in Trilla too. Welcome to the Versus family. I was like, hallelujah.
Yes. And we appreciate your support from day one, you know, speaking about us on the show. And, you know, this is crazy. A lot of people, I see people saying we sold out and this, that, and the third. It's not black owned. We own Triller now. How's that not black owned? It's more black people that own in that company than any other company in tech.
Hey, if you got me fucked up, you can suck my left nut.
All right. A couple of things. I'm going to just get right to it. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but you just listened to Fat Joe and mostly Swiss sit there and cap. Timbaland didn't really say much, but Swiss and Fat Joe just basically tried to sell you Triller. Let's just tell you a couple of things about this ownership bullshit. They do not own Triller. Ryan Kavanaugh and his media company owned Triller. And if you don't know who Ryan Kavanaugh is, Google him. He's white. He is not black. That's important. Go to the LA Times, go to any of these media websites like the Forbes, things like that, that are reporting about the acquisition of Versus. And it is saying Ryan Kavanaugh's company has acquired Triller, meaning they purchased it. They own it. Not Swiss, not Tim, not Fat Joe, not all of the participants in Versus. What they have are shares of Triller. At the moment, Triller is trading for about $23.50. Swiss and Tim have been very quiet about the amount that they got, and the amount of shares that they have, and the amount of shares that everyone else acquired. But all of this ownership bullshit they talking about, none of them are majority owners in Triller. None of them. So for them to talk about, oh, this is the biggest black owned company in tech, miss me with it, it's bullshit, it's owned by a white guy. Ryan Kavanaugh and his company started the Triller app. They started the Triller app because they wanted to compete with the TikTok app. A lot of y'all probably didn't follow Donald Trump, didn't listen to nothing that he said, so I'm going to enlighten you. Donald Trump was trying to get TikTok the fuck out of here. Donald Trump accused TikTok of obtaining the American citizens' personal information to do Lord knows what with it. He claimed that TikTok was a company that was owned, managed by the Chinese government for their own personal reasons, and he was not sure what they would do with the American people's information and all of the permissions that you had to allow to your device for TikTok. Donald Trump said that was against America, and he was working very, very hard to get the TikTok app banned in America. And for a while, it was looking like they were really going to go ahead and ban the TikTok app. So these guys said, hey, we should develop Triller because TikTok is a very good app. It's popular. People like it. And if it goes away, they're going to want a replacement. Sadly, TikTok is still here and Triller will not ever catch up. What they are not telling you while they sit here talking about how awesome Triller is and why you need to get on it, when it comes to tech apps, when it comes to apps in general, Triller is rated 390 when it comes to downloads. It's not even in the top 100 in app downloads. So while they're telling you, oh, you need to go get Triller, you need to go get Triller, you need to go get Triller. Yeah, they doing what they supposed to be doing. They are hired slaves that are here to try to convince you to download an app. This is another reason why that acquisition was dumb. Triller is not an app available for everyone. Last time I checked, Triller was only on the iPhone. So you're already excluding people. Another reason why this acquisition is dumb, because just bringing verses to Triller is not going to make people download the Triller app. Why? Because you're still going to be able to consume Triller on Instagram and Apple Music. If Verses was very profitable, if Verses could make the money that Swiss and Fat Joe are leading you to believe that it is worth, then Apple would have bought it. When Apple was first sniffing around, Apple would have bought it. How does Diddy have a whole network with Revolt and he's not interested in putting Verses on Revolt, but he is interested in getting those sponsors and ad dollars by placing Ciroc there? See through the bullshit. See through the motherfucking bullshit. It is not a black-owned business. It is not a profitable app, and the app is failing. So with the acquisition of Verses, the people at Triller think, okay, we're already trying to develop a multimedia type thing. We're trying to develop concerts and music videos and different things on this app in different branches. Verses is probably one of the biggest things that's going on right now in that area. So let's throw some money at it and see if it helps our bottom line, which is to get our downloads up, get our ad dollars up, get our sponsorship up. What Swiss and Tim over here sitting here telling you, oh, it's for the people, it's for the people. Well, who are the people? Are the people the artists? Or are the people us, the ones that watched Verses to get it to where it was? Because I didn't get no email with y'all offering me any kind of equity in Triller for my support and tuning in to all of the Verses and blogging about it and passing awareness. So who exactly are the people? Because I know you're not talking about the artists, because Triller already under fire from Universal Music Group for withholding money from artists. So you can't tell me that this company is for the artists and for the people when Universal Music Group doesn't allow their music on that app. Why don't they allow their music on that app? It's because they found out that Triller is not paying their royalties and not paying their right amount of money to the artists. So how the fuck is Swiss sitting here telling me that this app is for the people? Because if I ask Universal Music Group, they decline that. All right. Remember, this app was banking on the failure of TikTok, and TikTok is doing better than it has in a really long time. Triller is in the toilet. So when I named this episode Ownership or Cap, I wanted to let y'all know the difference between ownership and cap. Ownership means you started it, it's your IP, it's your money. It's something similar to Dame Dash Studios. Everything that Dame Dash is about, that's ownership. This is cap. This is them trying to convince me I made sure everybody that participated in Versus got a little equity in the company. I made sure I got some equity in the company on top of a big ass check. And when Versus takes off, which it will never at this point, it's over. Everyone's gonna get a big payday. That's what this is. And Swiss and Tim, you owe fucking Teddy Riley an apology. Because when Teddy Riley was doing his Verses and he wanted to have his live stream on TeddyRiley.com and he wanted to make it like a performance for real, and he had his DJs and his backup dances and all of that, and how y'all said, oh, y'all doing too much. This for the people. We not out here trying to get no money. This is for the people. And y'all shut him down. Y'all disabled him from being able to monetize his episode of Versus, just so y'all could turn around and monetize the whole thing and then claim that it's for the people. And then you got people that's like, well, they started Versus for nothing, so I'm glad that they got a bag. And yeah, I'm glad that you got a bag too, but don't lie about it. Keep it a full bean. Say, yo, when we first started Versus, we wasn't thinking about no money. And somehow, some way, it became profitable. It became worth money. And sadly, during quarantine, we did not make as much money as we would have if there wasn't quarantine and we was traveling and we was doing what we do as producers and DJs. So I am very blessed and fortunate that I was able to sell the item that I created during quarantine out of nothing for a massive profit. Who the fuck wouldn't have felt that? Who the fuck wouldn't have supported that? But instead you tried to lie, and instead you tried to cap. So fuck y'all. Have a glass of shut the fuck up. Ain't no ownership in Triller. You don't own shit. Your boss is Ryan Kavanaugh.
Hey, what it is, Connecticut? This your boy Drop. And I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive. Baby, you so exclusive. Now play that new jam for me.
Ayo, shout out to the boy Tory Lanez. He's trying, you know what I'm saying? He's out here trying his best to maintain. Now, your boy dropped an album on Friday. It's called Playboy. So it's only right to give him some shine. This is the intro off of that joint. Go ahead and stream that on all digital streaming platforms. Cop that, whatever you do.
I hope you find somebody more toxic. And y'all go through way more arguments than we did. Y'all go through way more arguments than needed. You better give him the same fucking treatment. I know it's just the intro and this shit get deep, but I've got my reasons.
All right.
I put my work in, it wasn't worth it. My stress has turned you to the person for somebody else. I made you worth it for somebody else. I endured all your flaws till I broke through all the walls of your guard. Now you're perfect for somebody else.
That's the story of our life, man. We all been there.
I know she's somewhere with a good guy, no. She's out with a guy who push a pretty penny. Her friend just let me know, she said he gets more paper than me, yeah. There goes my ego, this shit is weak though. My heart is cold, this shit is brick, my shit is Shaq at the free throw. Trying to get you back with all these cheap hoes and you don't even peep though. Unless you say till there was nothing left to me. I seen it all, so there was nothing left to see. I know she would leave me, what you telling me? Cause when it's said and done, all I got is these melodies.
Wait a minute.
You wasn't there when I was selling CDs. Sugar at the TD, I was making CCs. Woo. Money coming out, I'm watching it in 3D. You told me I'd be nothing, now I'm on the TV. Hey. Fast forward a couple years later, see me, yeah. Come and see me, yeah. Come and see me, bitch. Car futuristic, shit, it come with 3 C's. Took the last feedback, it don't come with TVs. I stopped wearing chrome hearts and a Mary jeans. Getting too much money and it's busting out the seams. Shawty, don't act like I didn't need you on the scene. I only slept on you because you started selling dreams.
Oh my God, I don't even know.
Well, you already know what it is. It's about time to wrap up the show. I am going to bring back Nothing Motivation this week So you will get a little motivation before we get out of here. But with no further ado, I'm about to give you a little bit of rapid fire nothing. There's just some topics that came up that I did not feel like addressing in-depthly on the pod today. First things first, your girl Stacey Dash, aka the cousin of Dame Dash, would like the Black community to forgive her, embrace her, let her back into the fold. She has apologized for the racial slurs and the public support of Donald Trump. She would just like for us to love her again. I don't know about that. I'll get back to y'all, let y'all know how I feel about that. I've never canceled her, but I haven't really checked for Stacey Dash since I was like in middle school and watching the show Clueless. Shout out to Kanye West. Kanye West is leaving the sunken place, but I'm still not sure he's already out. I think he's got 1 foot out and 1 foot still in. The foot that's out told Kim Kardashian to suck his dick. And if you need him, contact him through security. Your boy Kanye has changed all of his numbers. Kim nor her family members have any access to Kanye. Shout out to them. The demonic family tried to put out some false news like he's regretting the divorce and he's been seen wearing his wedding ring. So his response to that was changing all of his numbers and saying respectfully, leave me the fuck alone. If you need me or the kids need me, please contact my security and I will be in contact with you. So shout out to Kanye for that. Your boy DJ Academic, aka Chat Boy King, he went on a Twitch stream and he revealed that not only did NBA YoungBoy leave J. Cole in the studio for over 8 hours, allegedly NBA YoungBoy wasn't feeling so good. That's what they saying. But I've also heard NBA YoungBoy just wasn't pressed to do any music with J. Cole. And yeah, they're saying that he didn't feel good, but he felt fine enough to go to the studio. He just wasn't gonna go because he didn't really care about working with J. Cole. I've also heard that NBA YoungBoy has beef with Lil Baby. How did I hear this? Chat Boy Academics. Academics said it. He said that he told NBA personally that he should consider working with Lil Baby. And he said he's not going to do a song with him. Not now, not ever, because there's some shit that went on in the streets. I don't know. Academics didn't go into much detail. I don't listen to NBA YoungBoy, so I don't know if he's talked about it in music in the past, but I am not necessarily mad that he don't want to work with Lil Baby. That would just be too much auto-tune on one record for me. Also, your boy Fat Joe, you need to have a cup of shut the fuck up with extra ice. Not only are you capping with Swiss and Timbaland in this Triller thing, you keep on pushing this narrative that you and Big recorded an album. Y'all was working on an album before he passed away, and he passed away and that album never came out. Nigga, miss me with that bullshit. If you and Big was really making an album, there would be at least one song that exists that we would have heard that you could have leaked by now. I seriously doubt Big ever considered doing a song with you, let alone an album. Cut it out. Stop it. Stop it right now. Please. And what else did Fat Joe, what else was his ass saying? He claims that there's big songs out that he diss Pac. Man, please. You know how many people hate Puff? You know how many disgruntled producers out here hate Puff? That if something like that existed, it would have been out. There's actually producers out here right now coming at Puff for robbing them for some of the royalties off of Big's first project. If there were Big songs dissing Pac, they would have been out. We would have heard them. Please shut the fuck up with your bullshit. And that's it for rapid fire nothingness. And for my nothing motivation, I just want to say, yo, live your dreams. Fear is a motherfucker. I was afraid to do this podcast by myself, and look at me, I'm doing it by myself. It's been a month of Solo Season 7 and I'm proud of myself. Our fan base is up. I'm getting crazy views on my reaction videos. The listeners on the pod is up. The sound quality of the pod is up. The public support for the pod is up. We're getting more likes on the page, more followers on Instagram. The best thing that I've ever done was take control over my pod. So let my story be a beneficial story to you. Don't let fear and toxic motherfuckers stop you from what God got for you. And with that, I'm out of here.
Oh, oh, I hope she cheat on you with a basketball player. Hope that she Kim Kardashian the way up. Don't know the difference between a touchdown and a layup. Got you on Viagra in order for you to stay up. I may sound bitter, I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, because you were with her. I'm Salt Lake City, now I'm up on out the picture. Remember how it was when I was with you, baby. Sex so good. Acting like she don't wanna. I may sound bitter, I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, because you were with her. Salt Lake City, now I'm up on another picture. Remember how it was when I was with you, baby.